Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log. Interviews with the authors and musicians that make Simultaneous Times podcast possible. You've heard the stories and the music. Now hear the stories behind the stories.
Welcome to Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log, an interview with Kim Martin. Kim is an educator, photographer, and sci-fi fangirl extraordinaire. If she had more money and time, she'd probably go to more Star Trek and Doctor Who conventions. One thing she's always wanted to do is cosplay as Princess Mononoke. When quarantine is over, she really wants to go visit her mom and go to the Huntington Library and Gardens and make use of her access to Octavia Butler's files. Although she loves reading to others and listening to others read, she finds it difficult to write her own stories, so she photographs them instead. What was your first encounter with science fiction, and what brought you to write in the genre?
So, I would say my first encounter with science fiction would have been when I was younger, and I used to sneak into the family room and watch Star Trek when my dad and my grandpa were watching Star Trek. I'd sneak in and hide behind their recliners because they wouldn't allow the kids in to watch it. And then, I think after that was grade school when I read A Wrinkle in Time in fourth grade. And then I think after that, I was hooked, and I started watching Twilight Zone and reading Omni magazine. So what brought me to write in the genre was, of course, you, like I'm sure many of your writers, you encouraged me to write in the genre. So thank you.
Aside from what you mentioned, what are some of your favorite science fiction books or films?
Well, I'm just a big old fangirl. I love everything about sci-fi, so this was kind of hard to answer. Some of the films that I like and the TV shows that I like are like Doctor Who and Farscape, Futurama, The X-Files, of course Star Trek, and then Black Mirror, Twilight Zone. But more importantly, I think I really love your podcast because I'm into short stories, and I also love Desert Oracle and LeVar Burton Reads and some other podcasts. My favorite authors right now are short story authors like Ken Liu and Tanana Reeve-Dew and Octavia, of course. Her short stories are my favorites, although her novels are great too. And then, you know, N.K. Jemisin. And I like Frank Slater and Julie Carpenter. They write some really good short stories I've heard on your podcast.
Tell us a bit about your writing process.
Now, this has to be a trick question because you know as well as I do, I don't have a writing process. I guess what I just do whenever I have some weird thought in my head or something inspires me, like I'll be watching a TV show or listening to a podcast, then I'll write things down in spurts and chunks in my journals. I've got journals all around the house. Or I'll narrate something into Evernote. Just whenever thoughts come up, I write them down, but I don't really sit down and write much because I'm too busy popping around doing other things like taking photos and working.
So you've written both short stories and poetry. Which do you prefer and why?
Well, I like both because they're both very different. Poetry seems to be easier for me. Just because it's easier to express myself and my emotions and release things in that poetic kind of way. But stories are fun and exciting, and it's all new to me writing short stories, even though I'm not sure I'm doing either of those the right way. But I think I like them both the same for different reasons, if that makes sense.
So you also work as a teacher. How has working as a teacher affected your writing?
So working as a teacher, it affects my writing, I guess, because it influences what I tend to write about. So working with kids, I tend to think a lot like a child. I'm really curious and playful, and I want to learn so many things. So my ideas when I write are often questions that children would ask, and, you know, how they learn about the world and how they view the world. And then working with adults, when I teach adult students, I tend to use metaphors in my writing, just like I do in class. When I have to explain certain theories to them, I try to explain them with metaphors to make them meaningful and relevant to them. So I think just being a teacher influences how I write, just in that I'm trying to explain myself in ways that others can understand, better understand me. So I'm learning. It affects me a lot. I'm learning, though.
What do you see as themes that will become increasingly important in science fiction?
This question I had to think about a lot because, you know, reading so much short stories, so many sci-fi short stories, it seems like a lot of the themes are always being done and always cycling in and out. And I know a lot of people would probably say, you know, increasingly important would be like the dystopian future and all those kind of themes. But I think that we've heard a lot of that lately, and I think we're probably ready for some solar punk, more utopian kind of stories where it's not just doom and gloom, but there's hope and promise and all these other things that come with utopian worlds. And I think maybe now, since we're seeing a lot of the other coming out in sci-fi, like people of color and transgender, I think it's time for the older woman to have a comeback. The older woman, the badass superhero. Also, I think maybe some themes that might start showing up again would be like first contact themes, you know, now that since we're doing a lot of getting a lot of satellites up there and doing a lot of explorations of the planets, I think first contact stories might start to show up more. But I'd really like to see some more cyborg and AI, you know, sci-fi coming out, modern day types, not so much where like Seven of Nine on Voyager, not so much like that, but maybe AI in the sense to where we have enhanced capabilities because of the AI and the cyborg implants that we're gonna have. And then embodied cognition. That's one of the things in child development that's kind of big right now, embodied cognition, how we learn and think based on what our bodies and the environment, how they interact. So I think those are some themes that I would like to see coming out. Maybe I'll write about them. Who knows?
Tell us a bit more about your work outside of the podcast and any upcoming projects that you have.
Well, let's see, a bit about my work outside of the podcast. Well, I work full-time normally, and then I have some poetry that's in the most recent editions of Choya Needles. I think it's volume 40. And then I also continue to go exploring and photographing all kinds of interesting things out in the middle of nowhere. I'm always taking drives somewhere to go photograph something. And then I'll still continue to write and, of course, read and listen to these sci-fi short story podcasts.
You just heard Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log, an interview with Kim Martin, with music by Fog Machine and Red, Blue, Black, Silver. Simultaneous Times is a monthly science fiction podcast going live on the 15th of each month. And now, Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log, interviews with the authors and musicians of the podcast, going live on the 1st of every month. Theme music by Dane Lescom. Be sure to visit us at our bookstore in Joshua Tree, California, or at PleaseCowboyBooks.com. And out now, Simultaneous Times Volume 1, paperback science fiction anthology, available on our website and on Lulu. Get in touch on Instagram and Twitter. We'd love to hear what you think of the show. And now a word from other fellow Joshua Tree podcasters.
Are you looking for a new way to think and transform? Tune into Myth Matters, a biweekly podcast of storytelling and conversation about mythology and why it's important to life today. Find a more creative way to live. Learn more at mythicmojo.com and keep the mystery in your life alive.
Have you ever wondered why people live in the desert? I'm Dawn Davis, and I host Desert Lady Diaries podcast. It's a weekly conversation with women who found their home in the Mojave Desert. Each week, I talk to women who were either born and raised in the desert or felt called to come here and what the desert means to them. You can learn more about the podcast and listen at DesertLadyDiaries.com.
We live in a very weird place. A dry and mountainous land of poisonous creatures and desert monsters, missing tourists, and strange lights in the sky. Join us every Friday at 10 p.m. for a late-night voyage across the mysterious Mojave Wilderness on KCDZ 107.7.
Desert Oracle Radio, the voice of the desert.